We renamed and rebranded and relaunched a medical company in 90 days, right, for the trade show. It absolutely can be done. You know, legal clearance on the name, full identity development, full brand development, you know, culminating with trade show booth cookies with the logo on it. I mean, you know, balloons, the whole nine, you know, the whole package. Not necessarily recommended. And I don't know that I would say, hey, yeah, bring me your 90-day branding projects.
Yeah.
Every other day, you know, but for the right clients and for those that get it, you know, it can be done, and it can be done very successfully. All right, we're back, Rob. Episode 144.
144, and I am not going to tap my fingers on the table today.
Yes, there was a little bit of
sound, and we had to do some sound work.
A little Neil Peart, if you will, on Peart. Right? That is how you say it, right? It isn't Pert.
Peart.
Peart. Okay.
No, that's not it. I'm thinking about the funny skit where they meet it backstage, and they're like, Neil Peart, and he's like, it's Neil Peart. And they're like, well, we're pretty sure it's Neil Peart.
Wait, what was that? Was that from SNL? No.
It was Paul Rudd. And Brandon, was it Brandon Fraser? It's Paul Rudd's skit. I think it was like a Funny or Die skit.
Okay. Got it.
I don't think it was an SNL skit, but if you had it.
For those that don't know, we're talking about Rush. I don't think Rush has ever been on SNL, right? I mean, would Rush have made it to SNL?
Not that I recall.
Yeah. I mean, the internet will correct me because that's what the internet does.
You know? I'm looking up right now.
Okay. All right. I love it.
We're going to confirm it real time.
Well, while you're looking it up.
No, the rock band Rush was never a musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
I don't even have to kill time because you just found it out that quickly. So
it says here, according to the internet, the band members generally preferred not to appear on late night television shows.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not surprised by that in the least, you know? So.
Oh, wait. However. They were referenced twice in SNL sketches. Okay. All right. We spent enough time on that.
Yeah. All right. So we interrupt our interruption to bring you this special edition podcast, right? What are we about to talk about today, Rob?
Yeah, we thought we would mix it up a little bit and shake the proverbial Etch-a-Sketch, as it were, and create a series. This is going to be a series of podcasts.
God. That's right.
Okay. What type of series could these wackadoos come up with? Well, we thought it might be, we got a really interesting call, and Don, you could talk more about it since you called, but we got a really interesting new business call last week, dare I say a week ago, just about, maybe a week and a half. Anyway, exciting new prospect, sounded a little difficult to believe and hard to believe, but it could be cool. I mean, raised some flags, but we talked with them. Anyway, it's sort of come to fruition now as a real project. And it's going to be a really cool, I think, fast and furious project for us here in Atlanta, a local client. And we thought it would be interesting to bring you, the viewer and or listener, along for the ride, the full ride. Meaning, we're going to set up the project today, tell you what it's all about. And then over the course of the next few weeks, we are going to show you guys the creative development, talk about the process.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, assuming there's no train wrecks involved, end up with a completed project and, you know, a nice new brand that'll be out in the world in Atlanta relatively soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's also interesting as we sort of transition from radio only to broadcast, right? I mean, being on YouTube and actually recording video podcasts, right? It's a little interesting in that we can share our work a little bit easier, share the development process, right? Yep. So for those that still listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever like that, you're going to have to make the leap to the YouTubes, you know, because there will be visual aids. In the forthcoming future. So I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid and go right in, if that's cool, Rob. Years ago, Atlanta was, we're talking about sports and entertainment is what happens, what the new client opportunity is, right? And Atlanta has always had a a USTA date for tennis on the calendar, right? We've always had the Atlanta Open, right? And it's been years and years and years. And as of last year, Atlanta lost that date, right, for various reasons. So the Atlanta Open historically had always been in the summer, right? Most recently, it was over at Atlantic Station, right? And, you know, there's some operational challenges there, right? In terms of setting up the temporary venue, I think during the summer, it's obviously very hot in Atlanta during the summer. Yeah. You know, that said, it always drew some really good stars. It was always a really fun night out, you know.
It was more of an exhibition, right, than a tournament. Is that safe to say? Or was it?
There is a trophy and there is a men's championship and a women's championship, but it is not, it's not a major, you know, it's not Wimbledon and things like that. Right. But there are incentives for players to come, you know, and you know, there were big title sponsors and things like that. I mean,
it's players.
I mean, you're a big golfer. I mean, there are golf tournaments every weekend. You know, not every weekend is a major or if it's not a major, is like a renowned course. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, we're playing Pebble Beach or something like that. Right. So, you know, it was kind of one of those fixtures. But Atlanta, hey man, we're a top 10 market. We've got a lot of good things going for us, and we have a very vibrant tennis community, right? So super bummer that Atlanta lost the Atlanta Open. However, entered this call, right? So got the call. Hey, we're bringing tennis back. Woohoo! Exciting. All right. That's awesome. We're bringing the Open back. We are going to change the format. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I don't need to go into all that stuff right now. However, we're bringing it back, and we're bringing it back this year. Right. And in the interest of dating ourselves, you know, it's the end of August, you know, and, tennis is coming back in December, baby. December. Yeah. Right. Not December of next year, but we're talking just a few months from now.
We're talking matter of months.
Yeah. So full peek behind the curtain on this one is like, hey, is this real?
Is it possible? How?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I've talked on the podcast, we renamed and rebranded and relaunched a medical company in 90 days, right? For the trade show. It absolutely can be done, you know, legal clearance on the name, full identity development, full brand development, you know, culminating with trade show booth cookies with the logo on it. I mean, you know, balloons, the whole nine, you know, the whole package. Not necessarily recommended. And I don't know that I would say, hey, yeah, bring me your 90-day branding projects.
Yeah.
Every other day, you know, but for the right clients and for those that get it, you know, it can be done, and it can be done very successfully. Right.
Well, I think there's a big distinction there. The distinction there is, for us, it's a speedy timeline, but absolutely doable. In this instance, this is an entire event that they are not very far down the road on. And that was more the hesitation, I think, than anything else. Yeah. Like, we can do it, but I think, and certainly I was more like, can they do that? Infrastructurally and operationally, how can this happen?
Yeah. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of questions about things that, quite frankly, we don't do because we don't run sporting events, you know, we do our little piece of the pie. Right. So jumped on the phone with PR firms, with, you know, Alta and USTA and all those things like that to sort of chat through. You know, there are four bona fide stars signed, you know, locked deals. The arena is, you know, rented, procured, you know, it's happening.
It's happening.
You know? Yeah. It's happening. Hey, we need a name for this thing. I think we want to call it this, you know, we need a logo. We need branding. We need a website. We need merch. We need, we need call to action for ticket sale. We need social. We need this and that, you know, all of the things, right? All of the things, right? So it very quickly went from, is this real to,
this is real.
Yeah. To here's a proposal to here it is signed, to, hey, we're having a kickoff call and we're going, you know?
Yeah. Let me interject real quick. This was one of those, I think if the call had, you know, come out of the blue from someone we didn't know, there would have been massive flags, but yeah. in the interest of sharing new business development, this was a great referral piece of business mm-hmm. that came to us from a great PR partner that yeah. we worked with in the past.
Yep.
And brought us in and you know, they were a little bit like, yeah, we think it's a legit yeah. operation, and we think it's so yeah. it did pass that test a little yeah. that sort of validated somewhat. Yeah. Okay, let's get on the phone and actually find out if this is real.
Yeah, not full blown cold call, but they got the full blown cold call.
They got the full blown cold call.
Yeah. And they were like, hey, we don't know if we're going to do this or not. Or we don't know what the, you know, I mean, you just don't know what you don't know yet. Yeah. Right. So, hey, will you take the leap with us and sort of, you know, figure this out? Right. So we're under full development. I don't think, to Rob's point about, hey, having a series and things like that, we don't have anything to show yet. Right. Cause we're literally working on it as we speak. But I think it'll be fun to sort of share potentially, you know, what the round one creative development yeah. is, you know, sort of, you know, where it goes. I mean, sort of take the journey with us, and it's a crash and burner. I mean that lovingly, you know, but there's no time to dawdle on this one. And I think that our process is going to be altered. Like, for those that are curious about sort of the behind the scenes, you know, a lot of times you'll focus on the mark, you'll focus on the logo. We've talked about it in the past. We like to do a lot of development of marks in a one color environment first, right? Before we start to overlay color and layout and things like that on top of it, right? Because you're always going to need a one color logo, right? It always needs to look good in a simplified format, right? And color definitely exponentially complicates things. But there's no time for that, Rob. I mean,
There's no time. Well, we always say one of our catchphrases is deadlines compel focus, right?
Yeah.
So I think that will be put to the test here.
Yeah. Yeah. This is definitely moving at the speed of business to keep all the puns going, yeah. right?
And it's all hands on deck. We're going to keep, yeah. we're going to just keep them going.
Yeah. So I think
everything we got at it and should be.
Yeah. Accepted. We're going to do full, kind of brand. Well, I mean, by full, I mean, you know, enough to, you know, pass mustard here, but like, you know, identity brand development, develop the entire world, the entire thematic, right? And then go, okay, hey, here's option one, here's option two, however many options we can jam out.
Yeah. Right.
And that'll give, you know, it might fast track in this instance a lot of decision making abilities, right? Because it'll be like, hey, here's the logo, here it is in color, here it is in scene, here it is with photos of, you know, the tennis stars, here it is with, you know, the brand universe, you know, all the different things, right? I think it's really going to help, you know, push the ball forward really quickly. Right. It's going to be exciting. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, it's fun.
This will be a fun one. This will be a real fun one.
In some instances, of course, I'm putting this on the internet. It's kind of fun to have a rapid timeline because you really do need to make decisions, you know?
Well, and we've said this before, but, you know, we lean into efficiency. So for us, it's, you know, we actually like this kind of thing and we're good and quick and we're set up for it. So again, we don't like to do this all the time. But we're very efficient that way. So we're able to have the resources and take it on in the time frame.
Yeah. So we'll be doing our first round presentation before we record our next podcast, right? So I think maybe the next podcast we can sort of run through what that presentation looked like and then maybe provide some insight and things like that and sort of see where it goes. You know, it could be interesting. So what else? What else should we share?
I think that's it. I mean, we don't know a lot more than that. We don't know a lot more than that, right?
Yeah, no, this is an interesting, fun little time capsule. I think in a strange way, I'm very excited about doing this little podcast series more for us than for anybody else. You know what I mean? To sort of create a little time capsule of, oh yeah, remember when we worked on that? You know, that type of thing. So could be super fun. The event is in December. We'll probably start hawking ticket sales too. Yeah, need this baby to be successful, right? So that we can do it again next year, right? We won't even know how much time we're going to. I mean, next year we'll be like, oh my God, we have all the time in the world. What in the world? So, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fast and furious. And I guess tune in for 143, and maybe we'll do that as the round one creative presentation and sort of share the thinking behind it and then go from there. So, all right. Until then,
we've got work to do.
Yeah, we've got work to do, but where can everybody find us to give us fly by night projects, right?
Yeah, they can find us on YouTube. Although if you're watching this on YouTube, you're already there. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Of course, in mockingagency.com and on the socials, we're pretty easy to find. So we're going to get to work on some tennis thoughts, ideas, logos, yeah. designs.
All there you are, things. Drumming. There you are, Mr.
I know,
Pierce.
I did it.
That's all right. That's all right.
We'll edit it up.
All right. yeah. All right. Until next time, everybody.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks.